Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is called Doula Club. My name is Bonnie Silva and I will be your host. Enjoy the ride. Hey y'all, welcome back. My name is Bonnie Silva. I am your host and welcome to Doula Club. I feel like today's episode is going to be a little short because I'm just not feeling well. And I'm not saying like I'm hurt or I am physically, but it's more like mental. Like I'm just not grooving today. I'm even like recording this on a Tuesday. Usually I record it between like Sunday and Monday. I'm just like feeling super disattached, a little lethargic. And this feeling that I usually have usually happens after all the births that I attend in a month happen. And that's kind of like the feeling that I get, almost as if my energy is completely drained, but I still have to keep working because, you know, I'm a freelancer and I live by my money. So in a way, you know, I kind of have to figure out ways to like regain that energy back through other ways of and methods like yoga, meditation, being present, being still, maybe kind of being around friends and maybe doing some other fun things to kind of re-energize what you gave away, right? So to gain back the positive, fruitful energy that you have within yourself that you gave to your clients. So that's, but this feeling is very normal. It's just annoying because it's kind of going over a mountain and then climbing down, and it's just kind of tedious, but nothing that alarms me in any shape, way, or form. So yeah, that's what's been going on. August was really busy. I had a total of 6 clients, which is very uncommon for me, but I had a lot of last minute clients that hired me, right? So then what happened is out of the six, I attended 5. I missed 1 birth, which I got a backup for, which was great. It worked out really, really well. And a lot of lessons were learned. And I think that as doula, you know, no birth is the same, but every birth is a lesson learned. Every birth makes you a better doula, makes you more conscious, makes you more aware, and makes you more respectful and empathetic, but also smarter. And when I mean by clients that I attended their birth. So postpartum, I'm pretty sure that I've supported clients in postpartum. I've probably supported over 40 clients in so postpartum because I do it often enough where a lot of times people will recommend me and the client will hire me for like a night. And that's all, maybe that's all they need. Maybe they just need that one night, right? But it's not very uncommon whatsoever, particularly for me, that I get recommendations from multiple doulas in New York City where I'll get a client out of the freaking blue. I kid you not, out of the blue, like this random person will be like, hey, so-and-so recommended you. Can you babysit my kid tonight? I kid you not, never met this family, never seen their kid, have no idea where the hell they're from. But I get those clients. I've once babysat a couple's 2 children in a hotel room in the middle of bumfuck Bed-Stuy. And I never saw them again. It was just one night. They paid for pizza. And I remember it was 2 boys. One of the boys had autism, which you would have never known if they didn't tell me. I mean, he was very, very aware of his surroundings, was very intuitive and brilliant child. But it's funny how I get often where a doula will recommend me and I get a call from a client be like, hey, I need you to do an overnight for us. This is happening. We can't get sleep, blah, 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 yada, yada. So that happens a lot to me. So regarding the clients that I've attended, that's like birth clients. And then postpartum is like a whole different story. But yeah. This past weekend, I attended a mother blessing and a doula meetup, which that's always fun. It's like back-to-back doula stuff. That's always cool. So a lot of you are like, what the fuck is a mother blessing? It's pretty much a cool baby shower. I never really loved the standards of baby showers. They have some really dumb games and it just seems really forced. And it just doesn't really jive with what I like in general. I like things that are like more laid back, that involves a more heart and soul and has a little bit more care into it. I'm not saying that normal baby showers don't have all of these things, but when you're putting chocolate in diaper and licking it, it just kind of sounds really stupid. And the games just they just seem stupid to me. As opposed to a mother blessing, there's a lot more, I don't know, it's just different. I guess you could just say that it's like a hippie baby shower in a way, but it's a little bit more, I don't know, grounded. I feel that the baby showers that I've attended to in the past just, I don't know, just were weird. And also, this is something that I've noticed, baby showers, like there's this really awkward air in the room. As opposed to like a mother blessing, there's a little bit more warmth in the room. And I've been to both and I can definitely say that for sure. And then the doula meetup was with my agency Carriage House, which was awesome. It's always great to see my mentors. It's always great to see other doulas. And you know, here's the thing about it, when you're in a setting where there's all these other doulas and a doula meetup with clients. So this was a doula meetup with clients. So it's really interesting to see all these doulas around and they're trying to sell themselves to the couples and they're trying to answer questions. And sometimes what doulas do is they'll, like, I'll say something and then another doula will be like, well, I just want to put my 2 cents in. And I'm like, go ahead, bitch, put your 2 cents in. But here's the thing. I think that as doulas, we might not jive with everybody on a professional level, but you take that doula out of a competitive environment, right, where you're trying to sell yourself to a client, and you put them, let's say, in a bar or a home setting, and you know, you start talking about the work and the experiences, it's like a whole different scenario, however you want to say it. Because when doulas come together and they start talking about their work, it is so refreshing to me personally, because there is something really cool and beautiful about having a face-to-face conversation with different experienced doulas from different ethnicities, different backgrounds, different colors of skin, different lifestyles, and to see how they work and to see what kind of experience they had and the lessons that you can learn from them. A lot of the medical terms that they use might be different from yours, and it's just really, really cool to be like, oh, I know what you're saying. That's really interesting. And then have another doula be like, actually, I don't know what you're saying. What does that mean? And try to like educate in a very sincere, beautiful way other doulas, because you want everybody to be successful. Ultimately, I'm the type of doula that believes that there is work for everybody. There's enough pregnant people giving birth every day that all of the doulas in the world could work, and plus, and there'll be leftovers. You know what I mean? So I am never on a competitive level. I'm always like, there's enough for everybody. Of course, not everybody thinks like that, so that's totally fine. But I am all about having a doula reunion or a doula group meetup, and with no clients involved, and just talking about birth and just talking about the experiences and talking about the emotions that you had or the particular nurse, doctor, or whatever happened in the room. I just think it's just fascinating and how sometimes we have similar views on practices, similar views on how to treat somebody, or similar views on how to talk to somebody. And sometimes we have different views, but I think it's so refreshing to hear other people's opinions on how they work, how they talk, and how they proceed on a situation. So always network. That's my point. Always network, always talk, and always express yourself and ask questions. Asking questions is never a bad thing. Find your tribe. Find a group of people as a doula, as a full spectrum doula that you are, either if you just do birth, just postpartum, just overnight, whatever you do as a doula, find your tribe. I think it's very important. You don't have to be best friends with them. You don't have to freaking call them all the time. But having a tribe that you connect with, that you trust, that you can reach out and ask questions and inform and educate yourself, feels and is amazing. It is fruitful for your career, for your soul, and you also see that you're not alone. I think that as doulas, we have to really learn to lift each other up instead of putting each other down. There is something really special that we have to understand, that as women, transgender, all of the things, all of the peoples, everybody that is a doula, men, women, all of the things, everybody. I think that it's very, very important that we understand that, especially in the day and age that we live in, we have to stop judging each other for who we are and lifting each other for the qualities that we have, because it's really easy to look negatively on somebody, but it's really hard to find the good qualities of that particular person. And it's really, really easy to waste negative energy and harder to spend positive energy. So if you're going to make an effort, do a more positive than a negative, which is why finding your tribe, you can feel connected, you can feel supported, and you can feel truthful to who you are. Never forget that. And with that being said, I bid you adieu. I am going to try to walk my dog. Well, no, I'm not going to try. I have to walk my dog. And just have an overall great day. And I wish you the best. I wish you the same. Be positive. Be fruitful. I'm probably going to have a fruit after I said that. And I just want you all to have a really great week. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.